This is Ozarks at Large for Wednesday, June 5th, 2013. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And I'm Christina Thomas. Support for Ozarks at Large comes in part from the University of Arkansas's Women's Giving Circle. The 23rd Annual Riverfront Blues Festival will be held June 21st and 22nd at Harry E. Kelly Park in Fort Smith. Performing artists include Johnny Winter, Eric Sardinas, Leah and the Mojo Doctors, and more. Shows begin Friday at 6 p.m. and Saturday at 5 p.m. Tickets and more information available at riverfrontbluesfest.org.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, a conversation with U.S. Senator Mark Pryor about his re-election campaign. Also, the Arkansas Public Policy Panel celebrates its 50th anniversary. Blues musician Buddy Shoot stops by the Furman Garner Performance Studio and more.
But first, Arkansas officials say four insurance companies have sent letters saying they plan to take part in the marketplace that will be created under the federal health care law. About 500,000 Arkansans are expected to buy insurance through the exchange. Roby Brock with Talk Business Arkansas says this resolves a key concern.
There was a big question about how many carriers might actually try to participate in the exchange. State officials had indicated that hopefully as many as 6 to 8 carriers might attempt to compete. It turns out 4. That's better than 2, which would have made it not very price competitive. So I think 4 is probably okay for the first year. It will certainly spark some competition, and we'll see if over time the addition of these new potential customers into a health insurance exchange encourages more carriers to try to compete for the business.
The companies also submitted their planned service areas for 2014, which the Arkansas Insurance Department said it will review for adequacy. Open enrollment for the exchange begins in October.
The Walmart Shareholders Convention is underway as thousands of associates from around the world are already in Northwest Arkansas for the week-long event. But among the thousands of Walmart associates in town are more than 100 protesters vying for the retail giant's attention. Jamie Way is a senior campaign communications coordinator for the United Food and Commercial Workers Union and for the Making Change at Walmart campaign. She says during the past year, the campaign, along with the organization United for Respect at Walmart, known as Our Walmart, has made strides in bringing their complaints to the ears of Walmart executives.
Associates have brought attention to the issue of hours, and earlier this year, Walmart came out and at least made promises that they would start to address the issue of workers not getting enough hours and start offering part-time workers the ability to get extended hours. Walmart hasn't made good on that promise yet. It's kind of like the empty promises that we see with the Bangladesh safety issue. But at least Walmart is having to publicly discuss some of these issues and having to really start to take a look at how it's treating its workers throughout its supply chain.
The members of Our Walmart have come from California, Illinois, Florida, and elsewhere across the country on a ride for respect, in which the members of the movement joined buses caravanning to Bentonville for the Shareholders Week. Though movement members have come to the heart of Walmart country, Way says protesters haven't been met with overwhelming ire from people in the Walmart community.
Actually, we've been really warmly welcomed. Walmart workers that are with us that are on strike have gone out into the community and talked to business owners here, community members here, and even workers. And just over the last couple of days have signed a number of new members in Arkansas.
She says today protesters will have a memorial service for Bangladeshi workers killed in a fire at a factory that produced garments sold at Walmart. This all comes as a Benton County Circuit judge earlier this week granted Walmart a temporary restraining order against the UFCW, Our Walmart, and all affiliated employees and agents who act in concert with them, with the exception of current Walmart employees. Under the order, the group is barred from all Walmart property.
Arkansas flags are being flown at half-staff today, with funeral services pending for Scott County Sheriff Cody Carpenter and Wildlife Officer Joel Campora. They died last week working to rescue two women trapped by floodwaters. In Washington today, both of Arkansas senators paid tributes to the men on the Senate floor. Senator Mark Pryor.
They put others' needs ahead of their own because of their sense of duty and honor and their belief in helping their fellow man.
Senator John Bozeman.
These were ordinary people doing extraordinary deeds. Sheriff Carpenter left behind a wife, Amy, Beth, and four children, Garen, Christian, Douglas, and Ireland. Officer Campore left behind a wife, Rebecca, and two daughters, Stacy and Bethany. Again, we very much would like everyone to remember these families and keep them in their thoughts and their prayers as time goes on.
A memorial will be held at 1 p.m. today to honor Sheriff Carpenter and at 1 p.m. Friday for Officer Campora. Both services will be held at Waldron High School football field.
A new stamp coming out today pays tribute to an Arkansas native.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher.
A decade after Johnny Cash's death, the U.S. Postal Service is issuing the stamp, which features a photo used for the cover of his 1963 album, Ring of Fire. Spokesman Stephen C. Worcester says it's the culmination of a year-long celebration of Cash's legacy.
With his distinct musical sound, you know, kind of a blend of country, rock, and folk, we thought he'd be a good candidate for our Music Icon series.
To celebrate the release of the stamp, a free concert is scheduled for tonight at the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville. Cash grew up in the East Arkansas town of Dyess, where work continues restoring his boyhood home.
The Norman Rockwell exhibition has finished its residency at Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art. During the exhibit's 11-week duration, which ended May 27th, about 121,000 people visited the museum just to see the exhibit. According to a release from the museum, the visitor total tops attendance numbers from the 12 previous exhibition locations, including Sacramento, California, and Orlando, Florida.
The Northwest Arkansas Naturals hit the road last night to open a four-game series against the Tulsa Drillers. The Naturals lost 5-3, making their record 16-39 on the season. The series continues tonight in Tulsa.
Forecast this evening calls for cloudy skies with a 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Overnight lows from 61 degrees in northwest Arkansas to 66 in the Arkansas River Valley. Mostly cloudy tomorrow with a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 1 p.m. Highs in the mid to upper 70s. Cloudy tomorrow evening with overnight lows from 45 in northwest Arkansas to 61 in the Arkansas River Valley.